Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Three in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Some well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country too long. They tell me from now on the word is progressive, but I won't sell out for a song. I grew up when Roy and E.T. and Kitty and Lefty and Hank were the rage. It was good enough then, so it's good enough now, 'cause the good wine gets better with age. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? What's wrong with fiddles and steel? What's wrong with telling the world that you're country? That's how you really do feel. So let's don't make it different. Let's just make it better. It's gotten us by up till now. I am what I am, and I'm proud that I am. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? Well, the sad part about it is all of the fans who would like to hear country and can't. And most of those stations ain't fooling nobody when they call themselves country but ain't. So please, Mr. DJ, I'm proud to be country, whether concert or honky-tonk joint. So give this a listen, and then if you won't play it, my friend, you're just proving my point. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? What's wrong with fiddles and steel? What's wrong with telling the world that you're country? That's how. Let's don't make it different, let's just make it better. It's gotten us by up till now. I am what I am, and I'm proud that I am. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now?
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated.
No one could hold me. No one could control me. But now my future is up to you. Your loving can shape me, make me or break me. Oh, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you. This feeling is crazy, but only you can save me from this love thing that I've got for you. Your love is a potion, Lord, and I need an ocean. Oh, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you. All these changes
I need your loving to keep me from sinking. Oh, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you. Wanna win when I gamble, no need to ramble. I double my loving when I gave it to you. I gotta do it with you, I can't do it without you. Oh, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you. All these changes got me going in circles. First I turn away, then turn right back to you. Well, I need your loving to keep me from sinking. Oh, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you. Yes, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you.
Oh, the path was deep and wide from footsteps leading to our cabin.
And above the door there burned a scarlet lamp.
And late at night, hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger.
Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. The corn was dry and the weeds were high when Daddy took to drinking. And him and Lucy Walker, they took up and ran away. Mama cried a tear and then she promised 14 children. I swear you'll never see a hungry day. When Mama sacrificed for pride, the neighbors started talking. But I was much too young to understand the things they said. The thing that mattered most of all was Mama's chicken dumplings and a good night kiss before we went to bed.
Oh, the path was deep and wide from footsteps leading to our cabin.
Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp.
And late at night a hand would knock and there would stand a stranger.
Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. When Daddy left and destitution came upon our family, not one neighbor volunteered to give a helping hand. So let them gossip all they want, she loved us and she raised us. The truth is standing here, a full-grown man. Last summer, Mama passed away and left the ones who loved her. Each and every one is more than grateful for their birth. Each Sunday she receives a fresh bouquet of 14 roses and a card that reads, "The greatest mom on earth."
Oh, the path was deep and wide from footsteps leading to our cabin.
Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp.
And late at night a hand would knock and there would stand a stranger.
Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. Yeah, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp.
One Called the Son of a Hickory Holler's Tramp from Merle Haggard for you tonight on the Hits Radio Show. Good to have you with us tonight here at KNEL. We're going to be here until 10 o'clock with all of your requests and dedications. And appreciate you being with us on KNEL. Here's one from Bill Anderson.
Every time I hear the midnight trains rolling out the open plains, a sense of freedom fills my veins. time a sparrow flies up into the endless skies, something down inside me cries,
I get the fever.
Anything by Doug Kershaw tonight. We'll do it for you. Thanks.
Thank you. Hot dogs. Here's one called It's All Your Fault. Chibbles, regal, and a honky-tonk, and it's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault. If I'm happy, if I'm not sad,
it's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
And if I never somebody else feels so good to feel as good as I feel loving you. And you can thank your lucky stars that I ain't writing songs no more, 'cause I tell the world what kind of girl that you really are. It's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault. If I'm happy, if I'm not sad,
it's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
It's all your fault.
And if I never write another sad song again, well, it's all your fault. Song I ever wrote.
singing the blues. So if I'm gonna have a future in writing songs, I better learn to make them happy like you make me good. Because it's all your fault.
Tracy.
Yes.
Mike Angel, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm getting some background. I can't hardly understand. I hadn't been listening. I've been listening to you. I've not been in quarantine for a while and all that good stuff. Would you play me a song tonight?
I'll be happy to.
How about Lily Dale?
Okay, we can do that for you tonight. I'd be happy to.
Thank you, Tracy.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
God bless, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye. Mike, I'm going to give you a double shot tonight because I think you need to hear this one too.
Now that I've made up my mind, you're gone. It should be easier now. Perhaps now my heart will stop hanging on. It should be easier now.
The lessons I've learned from you, gold can't buy. Heart can be broken and still survive. Thanks to you now, a much wiser man am I. And it should be easier now.
The worst now is over. I stood the test. It should be easier now. And they say everything happens for the best. It should be easier now.
The wounds in my heart you've carved deep and wide, hollowed and washed by the tears that I've cried. But now there'll be more room for love inside, and it should be easy.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. You're listening to Tracy right here on KNEL. Stay tuned.
As I hear the mockingbird, I remember your words when you said that you'd forever love me. The happiness is gone, and all those heartaches linger on. And from the chains of our love, I can't be free.
Sweet as the morning.
Sunshine, ours was the love. Give my buddy Mike Angel a couple of duets there tonight with Willie. Willie and Daryl McCall doing Lily Dell, and Willie and his old buddy Curtis Potter doing one of the great classic songs called It Should Be Easier Now here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Hope you're doing well tonight. Last week we got to ring in the new year with you on the Hits Radio show. This actually is our first, I guess, official show of the new year, if you don't count the rebroadcast last Saturday. But if you're listening to us on Thursday night, thank you for being tuned in. If you're listening to us on our rebroadcast on Saturday, we appreciate you being with us here as well, here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. And trust that you're doing well and feeling great. We certainly are. And certainly thank you for being in tuned in with us here tonight at KNEL for the Hits Radio program. Speaking of Daryl McCall, I wanted to do a little shout-out for Daryl. I think Daryl's going to have a surgical procedure this week. He's going to have his gallbladder removed, I believe. And so we'll send out our best wishes to Daryl. He told me that after they got rid of it, he's going to have it bronzed and present it to us to put at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. So I'll be clearing off a place in the museum for that, for sure.
He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
I told him once or twice, quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. Thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday.
Hey, Pam, how are you doing tonight? Good.
You said listening to
I'll do them for you, Pam.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. To the seasons of my youth, I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so could be in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Tender love is born. Hey, folks, this is Barbara Fairchild in Branson, Missouri, and I want you to know you're tuned to the right station, KNEL, right here in Brady, Texas, with my friend, Tracy Pitcox. Boy, I love you, Tracy.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for.
I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I had fallen in love with me. I
wish I had a wood heart and a sawdust mind, then your memory wouldn't come around hurting all the time. I'd have a sewed-on smile and a painted twinkle in my eye, and I never would have ever had to learn how to cry.
I wish I was.
Are you planning to buy or build a new home? That process can be scary and just a bit confusing. That is why it is comforting to have the seasoned professionals at Brady National Bank by your side to make that big step. We can lead you step by step through the entire process, leaving you time to do more important things, you know, like finding that perfect sofa for your new living room. We may have done it thousands of times, but we never lose the excitement of helping someone make that important first step. We're experts at getting you the best rate possible with as little hassle as possible. Turn to the bank you trust for your hometown financing needs. Come see our loan officers here at Brady National Bank, Mr. Billy Davis, Nick Blyshek, or Reed Williams. Brady National Bank, satisfying needs, building relationships. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Ford built for the holiday sales event includes the Ford Explorer, with three-row seating and plenty of room for hauling cargo, and it comes equipped with all of the connectivity and safety features that are on your wish list. Built Ford tough, the Ford Explorer now comes with huge rebates on select models. Find out more at heartoftexasford.com. That's heartoftexasford.com. The Ford Explorer, part of the Ford built for the holiday sales event at heartoftexasford.com, where every deal comes straight from the heart.
Hi, everyone. This is Tracy Pitcox at KNEL, reminding you to continue to take precautions against COVID-19. Wash those hands, wear those masks, and don't forget to stay positive and test negative for COVID-19, because we're going to get through this together.
Fall is here, and it's time to fall in love with your new fall hair color. Mandy's Hair Store has new fall colors available that will make everyone fall in love with your new hairstyle and color. Mandy's Hair Store, a full-service, family-oriented salon specializing in color and highlights. So for your new fall look, stop by Mandy's Hair Store at 404 East Commerce Street, where walk-ins are always welcome, or call 456-5887. Don't settle for that old drab color and style anymore. It's time to fall in love with your hair again.
Cattleman's Barbecue at 2010 South Bridge Street in Brady for the finest barbecue, including brisket, sausage, ribs, and so much more. And now offering patty melts, chicken fried steaks, chicken fried chicken, hamburgers, and appetizers. That's Cattleman's Barbecue, 2010 South Bridge Street.
I think I saw that Connie Smith was going to be on the Opry. It's either this weekend or maybe it was last weekend. I forget which. They're of course not using as many artists as they normally do during their Opry broadcast. They're letting them do a little bit longer sets because of all the COVID-19 stuff. So it's always good to hear Connie Smith whenever she's on the Grand Ole Opry, especially whenever she gets to do a few more songs than normal, right? Here's Johnny Bush by request for Henry tonight.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in that wonderful game that we know as love. You've had words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your heart can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there by your side with a sweet
bouquet, and he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your hearts will fly away. Kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly away, and your heart will fly.
With no sun, a plane with no pilot, and a watch that won't run. A tree with no branches, a rose with no dew, a boy with no sweetheart, that's me without you. A train with no whistle, a car with no gas, a well with no with no future, a sky with no blue, a boy with no sweetheart, that's me without you. With no crew, a song with no music, that's me without you. A train with no whistle, a car with no gas, a well with no water, a show with no cash, a cord with no jewelry, and a church with no pew, a boy with no sweetheart, that's me without you.
Johnny Cash, One Piece at a Time.
One Piece at a Time, Johnny Cash.
And Deck of Cards with Tex Ritter.
Deck of Cards with Tex Ritter. I'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Friends, this is Tex Ritter with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out, but this one boy only had a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier said, "Sir, I have been on a march for about 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." With that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tree, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There was 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack, or knave, is the devil. When I count the numbers of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serve me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, I know this story is true because I knew that soldier.
Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there. The very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all 4 shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had 2 on the left and 1 on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all 3 of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had 1 tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, really.
Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. Haul. Oh, this is the Cottonmouth, the negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.